was three, you know, she was pretty good in Hungarian, mm-hmm. and when she came home, because at the age of three, the mothers go back to work, and then the state takes over, mm-hmm. and then they bring him home at night. So right. came easier, because that she took later in school, besides the Slovak, and then the English, and mm-hmm. I think French was another.
Mm.
But she don't use the French, but the English, she says, she works in a place where they exchange, money exchanges,
oh.
yeah. And she says, I gotta keep my mind on it, because I can't make a mistake, because if she does, she's in trouble.
yeah.
But she's a smart girl.
Yeah. So, let me see, I have another. Well, how was it that Julius Nini, Ezra Nini, and
Lajos
Bacsi, our grandma, how did they come to the United States? Why did they do that?
Oh, first, my mother, she was about 19. Well, she was 19, my grandmother was pregnant, and there were a lot of little ones. And my father, scratching, he said, well, you're a marriageable age now. I'm going to have to give so much land with you. She got tired of it, and she says, she came with others from the village. There was somebody here already from the village, and she came and boarded with them. And they found them jobs. But the kind of jobs she got, not in the factory. There weren't many factory workers way back then. Housework, you know, she lived out. And then when she had her days off, they came to this married couple. And when my mother got married, then they called it double boarders.
Mm-hmm.
They were given a room and a bed. I don't know how many slept in a room, but until they got enough money to get a rent of their own.
How old was she?
My mother, when she got married, she was 21.
When she came over here?
19. Only 19.
And she was the first one to come?
First.
And she came by herself?
Yeah, with others. With others from the village.
Okay.
Yeah, well, at 19, you're pretty, you get your papers. And
you came to the land of golden opportunity.
Yeah.
And then your father came last when her mom came out, but she's the third youngest.
Mm-hmm.
They put their money together and brought him out because they figured
came out before my mother.
Oh, he did. That's right. Yeah, that he came out and brought her mother out because she's the third youngest.
Mm. Yeah,
that's it.
Nobody else came out after that.
And I think your grandpa got married when he was about 19. He wrote home for permission. I was back home, little girl, and my grandfather scratched. He says, can you imagine? Kid, and he's getting married. He wants to know if it's all right, if he could get married. Isn't that cute? I think she was even younger, wasn't she? Your grandmother?
Yeah.
I just don't know. They were two kids. He said
but
that...
But did he know her from...
No, they meet.
They met here.
They met here.
She was Hungarian, too.
Yeah.
She was boarding.
She was boarding too, and they were kids, kind of lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want a home of my own. I just don't like this boarding business. So my grandfather wrote, well, if you love her, what can I do? You'll be happy. And then when Albert was born, he wrote, Pa, I hope you don't mind. I named him Albert. Who was he in Hungary? Some kind of a prince or something, Albert. And my father, my grandfather was saying, oh, it's nice that he thought of that. You know, because usually it was family names, grandfather or father, and he went out of the... Well, Lajos was the first one and Albert the second.
But none of them were named Michael.
No.
I don't know why. He didn't like his name either. Mihai. Mijo. Some call him Mijo. That's partly Slovak-like. So they came because to make it easier for the ones that came after, and others came out. It was rough. It wasn't good here. My mother said she worked a whole month to get an outfit, meaning a skirt. They wore skirt and like a suit, and shoes and a hat. A hat was a must. She says, I worked a whole month to be dressed. So it wasn't easy for them.
Now, did they come right to Bridgeport?
Yeah, because
that's where the other friends were.
Yes, she was already married, had a couple of youngsters, and they had the address, and then from the depot, it wasn't a taxi, it was horse and buggy that brought him to the destination.
Jeez.
And then right away, by word of mouth, they found a job for her. She didn't like it because they took advantage of these young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom said, too, that...
She was only 16 when she came out.
I think her 16. So was her dad young.
Mm.
My mother was 19. He was 17. He was young. One of them had their birthday here. Maybe your mom. And then it wasn't Jewish. The Jews took more advantage. But these Christians, too. They'd work, and they had maybe, I don't think they had a day off during the week, did they? It was their Sunday.
They had their evenings off because my mother used to go to dances. And
where did they work?
They lived out in private homes.
Rich people.
Yeah, millionaire, like servants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did she work for a minister one time?
Yeah.
A minister
in
was
Trumbull.
My mother worked in Trumbull. They called it Trumbull, you know. And they walked in. They walked in from there to Bridgeport. Now look at the distance.
Wow.
There was a train, but they saved their pennies. Imagine. Maybe Trumbull line, not too far in Trumbull. I know my mother said she walked railroad tracks or something. But that wasn't often when they got their days off. Maybe once a month, because you know, it wasn't a home going home. It was still going to just friends who had. They got as many boarders as they could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way the woman was making money. The husband worked. The men had the railroad. A lot of them worked on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't tell you our grandfather.
Michael.
Was here.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that. He was here.
That's what,
and he worked on the railroad. And he was boarding with Slovak people.
Was that after they came over?
Then his mother called him back because his father died and there were two sisters. And he needed, the mother needed a man with the horses and wagon and the farm work.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to go because he liked it here. He was doing fine. But he said, I had no choice. She wrote and said, you must come home. We can't handle the farm. And then when the fella got married, he brought his wife to their homestead. The girl was taken out to the husband's homestead. So that area is a long time where grandfather...
And he never came back to this country after that?
No, he didn't. He didn't. That's why he was telling them, I guess the kids, that they decided that they might come and try.
Well, he came over before they came over.
Yeah, he was single. He was a single fellow.
Oh, he was single
still. Yeah, he was single.
How long was he here, you think? A couple of years?
Not too
long.
Yeah, maybe about that. Not too long. Because he said he was just beginning to like it, save a little money.
But that had to be at least 25 years before they came over there. See, he was still single. And
and then...
20 when they came over.
I don't know how old he was when he married. You know, we don't discuss the... my mother, I should have, but... way back, there was a stone, and we were playing, and my mother said, you mustn't damage it in any way, because... your grandfather, meaning Michael here, said that that's one of the things that he has from his grandfather, because way back they were like in nobility. So I don't know how far back. And that stone was something that years ago when they made sauerkraut, they made them in barrels and they used rocks. And I think that rock was from that. And that's the only thing he salvaged. I was telling Betty, I think that I didn't pay any attention, whether his grandfather had buy cards or making a bet that, you know, his fortune went dwindled, so they had to begin.
Well, I thought he had married a commoner.
Well, whatever. There was a little history, but my mother was saying that actually he was from nobility. He was refined. He was a refined. He wasn't big. He was about 5'7", 5'8". That's all. My grandfather, mother was a half a head, almost taller. And see, look at all the kids. All the kids were big. They were all big.
Yeah.
You can these Janos. Oh yeah, I got pictures of Janos and Yoshi. The rest of the family, you'll see them. They're blonde. See, he was dark, like Betty's mother. Now, let me get him. Well, some of these don't interest you. These, when I went
to
the
pigs,
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
When I went to Margo, I visited Margo after she went back. These are her pigs. And we went sightseeing, so these are, you know, in the area. These are all things that I visited there.
Who are these people here?
I'm there. Let's see. This is Zsuzsi Néni.
Oh.
That's her youngest daughter, and that's her daughter's daughter, Adelka, and Irma. Zsuzsi Néni's youngest daughter was Irma, and Adelka, the girl, and that's her husband. Zsuzsi Néni, you know, is a widow there. Look at the beautiful flowers they have in their yard.
There you are.
Yeah, I am with Irma.
Uh-huh.
That's the youngest girl.
Uh-huh.
And those are, but it's not in front of there. We were visiting here, you know, that area. This is where she lives back. Here we are. That's Irma and me. The house is way back, further away. I think I get a picture of her house. This is, I don't know who was buried here. I wish they had the, that's Yoshi and Janos, but you'll see them closer up. And this is one of the wives. I think it's Janos's wife. But let's see, that's another. That's the way the graves are.
Oh, there's the
look at how they're enclosed.
That's okay. That's is that Michael?
Yes, but it might have been my grandma who died last. My grandfather died last.
Yes, Julia.
Right.
1866 to 1927, and Michael Kardosh.
Yeah.
1856 to 1930.
Yeah, he died after.
He died 3 years.
After this, then. This should be 1930, then. No, this is 72.
Yeah.
This is 52.
All right, let me...
And these are the two.
What's the dates?
Okay, he's the...
Oh, yeah, that proves it, the tombstone.
1856 to 1930.
1930.
Would you like some 7-Up, honey? You're thirsty.
Yeah,
that
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Julia,
1866 in the research,
to 1927.
Don't move.
Yeah.
Pull up a chair.
1927, okay.
Now, all right, who?
Now, these two are the two younger ones. This
Janos.
One. This one is Yoshi, and that's Janos.
Janos.
He was a little bit taller
Where
than
Where is this?
The cemetery is right in the village.
In the village.
Right in the village.
Okay.
You can,
what's the name of the church? Is there a name?
I don't think it
to
has a name. It was the only Protestant church there besides the Catholic, but it's a Reformed.
Uh-huh.
It's a Reformed.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they went under evangelical, reformed, or just reformatus, that's a reformed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Reformed.
Hmm.
So here they are with their wives. The taller one, that's Yoshi and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's Janos and his son, his wife, and I'm godmother to his daughter.
Oh.
The older daughter by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are. This is Jundi. She's the youngest. Jundi.
Oh, yeah.
Her name was Erji, too. And this is Yoshi. Yoshi. They built a home.
So that...
It wasn't quite finished yet, so... But anyhow, they took that. Yoshi and Jundi and Erji, his wife.
All right. So that's her grandfather. Is that her grandfather?
Jundi is his youngest daughter.
Oh, youngest daughter.
Yeah. You know, they aged back in there. They worked hard. You know, they aged, especially the men, weather-beaten and all. Let me see if I got... Oh, this is what we sent. That's a... I don't know if it's pewter or silver. I don't know. But they had to order it special.
Uh-huh.
That's for the wine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the bell. I don't know if we had anything done. No, they just sent a picture. The church bell.
Oh.
I don't know why they have it out.
Hmm.
And this is somebody's. Can you see? Is it a grave?
Oh, there was donations from here that went for this bell.
Help me. I kind of don't recall that. Can't make that out.
No, I don't see.
But it looks like a grave. These are kids. these are on my father's side.
Uh-huh.
But I all stuck him in here. That's Marishneni.
Uh-huh.
She had the full face, Marishneni. And I guess... That's her, one of her husbands and the family. That's
mm-hmm.
the way I know it. I'm not sure who these are. This is Margot's first cousin, her brother's daughter. Isn't she pretty?
Yeah.
Her brother's daughter, because Zhuzhineni was blonde.
Mm-hmm.
So her kids, the son was blonde. These are on my father's side. Yeah.
Hmm.
I try to put them all together. Oh, here, this is again, they got a picture of it. Now, I don't know who died here. They don't have it on the back. It's quite, and see, that's the way the, can you see the write-up? Maybe
yeah,
they
now that's Janos. 1905?
Could be, yeah. Yeah, he was the youngest born.
To 1974.
That was only 3 years younger than he was.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So when we went, he was only 5 years old. He just started school.
Hmm.
And my mother and father bought a home, and they were going to settle down, you know, in the Hungary there. But my father rode back after a while. He stayed back, he said, only a year to get a little more money. And my grandfather said, young woman, be too young. My brother was 4 months old and I was two and a half. He said, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna live on? He's not gonna send you money that fast. So my grandfather took my mother in with us, and in exchange, she worked on the fields with my grandfather. So the younger aunts were babysitters for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this Zhuzhineni was the best. She taught me how to pray, how to sew, how to cook, whatever I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it up to her while she was still living.
Hmm.
And when I visited her again, now this is not that, not their home. Too bad I didn't have my camp. This is my godchild.
Oh.
She lives in the same, that's Janusz's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's her home. I send her money to I guess that's part of that, part of the home.
Hmm.
They have a little, you know, stone foundation,
mm-hmm.
and they, those are all iron. Because in Kushit said they have a big iron factory.
Oh.
And I guess they got it more reasonable from there.
Hmm.
Now, when they go to the cemetery, they carry them, the men, because that's how close. The church is at one end of the village, and the... cemeteries at the other, and our home was somewhere near middle. These are two of the aunts. I don't know again who is being buried here. If I don't mark it, look at the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about maybe 8 years, 10 years. the women are carrying the flowers, and they're laid out at home. That's the same girl and her sister. That's Zhuzhi Nene's granddaughter. And this is Adelka. That's her Irma's daughter, her youngest daughter's daughter. She's a lawyer, by the way. Here's Zhuzhi Nene, and I guess this is her family. Because one was he was young and he fell in hot water or something. Very tragic. This is her husband. That's her son. He was very handsome. And the two girls. Later came Irma. So far she just had these two. Ilush and Margaret and Joseph. She always, and they wore scarves on their head. She was a very pretty girl, but she lost a lot of weight. This is Gyöngyi. See, okay. She looks just like Yozi, the blonde and that nose like. But this is Janusz's daughter. I'm goddaughter for her. Look at that beautiful braided hair. And here she is. It's a younger girl with her younger sister. She eloped with a Catholic fella and they disowned her.
Oh.
And he's still single. His brother. I think there's. Oh yes, this is Maris Neni. They said that I look like her, Maris Neni. But she resembles my mother a lot, doesn't she?
I think so. Yeah.
But she was dark. She's gray hair. She was dark. And this is Margot's oldest brother. That's Margot that was here.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And that's her brother. And of course, that's the bridegroom. They have two girls. And this one is Irma, when Irma got married. Zhuzhi Nene's younger girl. I don't know who should look at the embroidered homemade blouse. And this is Gyöngyi when she was a baby. And that's my godchild, the one that had the braids. And this is Irma's Adelka. Adelka. Now here is Maris Neni. And this is the Margot's mother. This is Maris Neni's husband. And this is Zhuzhi Neni.
Okay.
I don't know who those are. It's not my, it's on my father's side, you know. I wonder if I, oh, here. This is Yoshi. Look at Zhuzhi Nene. This is her daughter. And this is her other daughter. These are the children. This is Mariska's son that was here. Dryza Bus, they call it in Hungarian. She was here. That's that Mariska, Bori Nene's younger daughter, because the other daughter is Erzsi. And her grandson, he's grown now. He's 21. This was Yoshi. That's Margot's mother. Which one is that? Would that be my goddaughter? They Anyhow, this is Maris Neni and her one of her husbands. I don't know which. One, she was living in Kasha when I was there with her second husband, and after that, she got me. Oh, this is Yoshi.
Wow.
See, in his... Then maybe that was Yoshi again.
Is that World War One?
Two.
Two,
because he was the youngest.
Oh, okay, right.
Would he be the same as... I know this is Yoshi. Janusz, I have no picture of Janusz. This is Maris Neni. And I think that's, see, that's one of her husbands. One was Antal. Her last, his last name was Antal. Is it Antal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her first.
Oh.
He was a shoemaker.
Huh.
He used to make shoes from leather. Just a pattern. Measure your foot.
Really?
And you know what he used at that? I'm talking back 75 years or so. Wooden nails.
Wow.
That's what they used, wooden nails in the shoes then. And it was a lot of boots, a lot of boots. She's quite young. Let me see what she said. Kedves Julish Nenek, that means my mother. Emlékül küldi testvéred, Maria Ezer Kilensas Nedvenyot, September 12, in 48.
Hmm.
Yeah. They always had embroidered.
Yeah.
Always had the embroidered.
Yeah.
Cover. It's outdoors, though, isn't it?
That's outdoors, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a wedding picture of your grandfather and grandmother, and I don't know which one of the family would like it.
Didn't I have it in these, in the album here?
Was that, you have Jim has a copy
of one. Yeah, a copy of one.
Yeah.
It's probably still on.
Your grandmother and grandfather was the B.
Louis Cardo.
Mm-hmm.
And Ella.
Oh, they were a beautiful couple when they were young.
Yeah.
He was 19
like
and she was maybe 18, 17 or 18. You sure I don't have one in them? You look through it?
Louis and Ella, your mother was named after her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they were doing, naming the family.
So do you know anything about our grandmother, Ella Varga?
Not too much, except she had a sister. She was so nice to me when I came over from the other side.
Mary Nanny,
that's how we called her.
Yeah.
And Polly Bocci, her husband.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the first gift we got from them for Christmas, and that was something, you know, different.
Mm-hmm.
So she was big. She was bigger than, I think they were half sisters.
Oh.
They had different fathers. Was it fathers or mother? Different mother. Because your mother was shorter and pretty. Marish Nene was big built and...
She was bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A brunette, more ordinary, that I remember. And they were very happily married.
Do you know where she came from, though? From Hungary?
Yeah.
Did she come from Budapest?
No, a village. A village. Oh, I should know. Do you believe when they mentioned it?
Hmm.
Just that they moved out to Michigan later.
Who was born here?
She was born here.
One of them.
Ella was born here.
Yeah.
And then went back to Hungary.
And then went back to Hungary.
When she was
a lot of them. See, a lot of them did that.
Because her father was a coal miner in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and so went to Hungary, married. Went back to U.S. I don't know if this is right, though.
Vilmaine. I believe it's Vilmaine, where my godmother lived. Because after the stepmother or stepfather died and that the house was let go, there was no money. The stepfather probably died. There was no money, and I you know, how they're talking, and the house was just went to pot. But even though they were like stucco homes and thatched roofs back when I was there, thatched roofs, and too much rain would just eat it up, like windows would corrode and the doors would give. I wonder if it was at Vilma. Who could help us on that?
Well, you found out from somebody, and I wrote to Anne. She wanted to know about her mother. You remember this was many, quite a number of years back.
Ma was living yet, my mother?
No, she wasn't living then.
She was so gone to your mom and my, your grandpa was boarding, and they longed for a home.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's maybe at one time it's Vilmaine. That's also in the area. It would be, I'm sure, Czechoslovakia too.
And her father's, Ella Varga's father was Michael. Do you remember?
That I don't. Yeah. I never heard it. But I know there was. They were half sisters. But I know whether they never looked anything alike or nature. Whether it was different father or a different mother they had.
Well, somebody died when she was three, so.
Yeah.
Maria. So her mother
her
died,
mother
so
died.
Her father
who
married
was
somebody
older?
Else.
Was Mary Nanny older?
I don't know.
Anne
would know, I think.
she might.
Oh, yeah, because she's the one that
yeah.
The poor thing went from one place to another, Mary Nanny, and she was failing. She lived in a small apartment on Stratford Avenue. What was the name of those apartments? But it was very cramped, very small. And she would come up, do her shopping, and take her to the doctor. And
she
they lived in Stanford, was it?
Yeah,
that was quite a distance.
Came up a lot, took care of her.
I don't think I was driving yet at that time. But anyhow, she took us to visit Mary Nanny, my mother and I. And it was a steep stairs and very tiny kitchen bedroom. And then from there, did she move again or she died there? She must have died there.
Well, when she lived off of, she didn't live on Stratford Avenue, did she?
Connecticut.
Right
in that area.
Because I thought she lived down on one of the side streets by the Highway Theater also. Wasn't that her who lived there?
Willow.
Willow Street, right. And then from there,
Willow, yeah.
She,